latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Tuesday's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Yaya Toure could be set to leave Manchester City this summer, with Newcastle among the teams said to be keen. Pep Guardiola wants to keep Toure at City despite freezing him out in the first half of the season, but the towering central midfielder could be tempted to move on with four Premier League clubs circling. West Ham and Crystal Palace are interested in the 33-year-old, as well as the two newly promoted sides, Brighton and the Magpies. Well, Toure has been at Manchester City for the past seven seasons, but he will talk to his agent about possible options and does not want to be used as backup by Guardiola. Meanwhile, Peter Beardsley has hailed Rafa Benitez after he made an impromptu dressing room visit. Newcastle United's under-23s last night reached the Premier League 2 second division playoff final. Beardsley's side beat Fulham 2-0 at St James's Park, thanks to goals from Jamie Holmes and Stuart Finlay. Well, Benitez visited the dressing room before the break, and Beardsley was convinced it inspired his players. He said, "I thought the first 20 minutes were unbelievable. We were really, really good and could have had two or three goals then. The gaffer and his staff was here, which is massive for these kids. He came into the dressing room just before the start, and you could tell because it looked like they were trying to impress him. The goal Jamie Holmes scored was at any level a brilliant one. It's pleasing for us that he was here tonight, and that's the sort of person he is." Finally, Sampdoria are said to be closing in on Newcastle target Ante Coric in the summer. The 20-year-old midfielder came close to joining Liverpool last year, but decided to continue playing for Dinamo Zagreb, while of late it's been the Magpies who've been linked with wanting to scoop up the Croatian. Coric has continued to develop at Dinamo Zagreb and even made his debut for Croatia last year, but it seems this could be the summer when he finally moves on to one of the top European teams. And according to Italian outlet Tutto Mercato, Sampdoria are in pole position to secure his signature.